All right, today we are talking about a new exhibition which showcases art acquired over the last decade, believe it or not, at the Delaware Art Museum. And to help us break it all down, we're talking to in-house curator for a new exhibit. The new exhibit is called Collecting and Connecting, Recent Acquisitions, 2010 to 2020. The in-house curator is Margareta Frederick. Margareta, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Hey, let's talk about, before we talk about this new exhibit, give me some background about your work that you do at the Delaware Art Museum.
Well, I'm a curator. I specialize particularly in the Pre-Raphaelite collection, which is our collection of British art from the Victorian period. But we have three collecting strengths, actually four, British Pre-Raphaelites, American art, 1830 to 1960, contemporary art, and American illustration.
All right, so now we're getting ready for this new exhibition to go on display March 13th through September 12th. Again, it's called Collecting and Connecting, Recent Acquisitions, 2010 to 2020. Tell me all about it and take all the time you need.
Well, to be honest, the exhibition came about largely due to COVID. When COVID hit a year ago last March, the exhibitions we had planned pretty much all got canceled in one way or another, largely because the art world shut down. We couldn't borrow from any other institutions. We couldn't lend to any other institutions. So we needed to design an exhibition that was largely drawn from our permanent collection, so no loans necessary. And this is what we came up with. It's a wonderful way to stop and take stock of what we've been purchasing, acquiring, or being given for the last decade, a nice opportunity to see if there's some patterns which emerge. As you would suspect, because we have very much made an emphasis on this, the large body of this work, over 1,500 works of art, is either by women or artists of color. The largest growing collection is our contemporary art collection, of which of those 1,500 plus works of art, contemporary makes up about 700.
So, as you said, the museum's recent acquisitions span centuries, styles, cultures, and mediums, and now call the Delaware Art Museum home. And through this new exhibition, Collecting and Connecting, visitors are being invited to sample the last 10 years' additions to the collection. So, if we come, walk us through what can visitors expect to see?
Well, it's interesting. It's a bit of a challenge, curatorial, to put together works of art that range in date from the 1830s to 2020 and are representing two countries on two different continents. So we really had to think carefully about how we were going to put these works together and make some kind of a cohesive story. We went through a series of iterations, including broad thematic arrangements and so on, before, in our kind of defeat at the various ways that weren't clearly going to work, we came to the answer, which was simply to focus on looking, emphasizing relationships between works of varied period styles and genre that were not necessarily visible in our normally sort of segregated pen.
What do you think will be the most popular? I don't want you to single out any one, but what do you think will be the most popular with visitors?
That's interesting because what we did is to make these kind of visual associations with these rather disparate works of art in the hope that visitors would come and sort of see those connections and indeed make some of their own without any prior need of great knowledge of art history, but simply to focus on, looking, because of course art is so personal and interpretive and everyone brings something different to any given work of art, which affects how they see it. So each individual's understanding or vision is different, and that, of course, is what makes art so powerful. It's also the basis for dialogue. What you see and I see is quite different. but nonetheless, it provokes a kind of a conversation. So there'll be works of art people might be familiar with, but there'll be works that have not yet even been on view. So there'll be surprises, and there'll be some old friends, and those will be some interesting combinations.
Talk about some of the works that people could be familiar with.
Let's see. Familiar would be some of the pre-Raphaelite works, which we put on a rotation, some of the landscapes, which are works on paper and don't get out much on a regular basis, but filter through every couple of months. So, for instance, a lovely landscape by the younger brother of John Everett Millais called Cokesbury. There is a wonderful digital print by Fred Comegys, and of course people will be familiar with Fred Comegys. He was a reporter for many, many decades for the Wilmington News Journal.
Yeah, as soon as you said that name, I was like, I know that name. Where do I know that name?
Exactly. Yeah, there are several digital sea prints. They're kind of photographs of work that was done by a contemporary artist named Mina Katchadourian, who had a wonderful show about 5 or 6 years ago based on books in our library. Some Andy Wyeth, a Mary Page Evans. These are all kind of some local favorites. There's a lovely work that people may not have seen very early, done when she was quite young, by Helen Farr Sloan, the wife of Ashcan school painter John Sloan.
Wow. This is going to be a great exhibit. Just to let people know, we are talking to Margareta Frederick. She is an in-house curator for a new exhibition going up soon at the Delaware Art Museum. It's called Collecting and Connecting Recent Acquisitions 2010 to 2020. It'll go on view from March 13th to September 12th. What gallery will this be in?
We have a large gallery which we use for temporary exhibitions. It's the Fusco Exhibition Gallery. It's where people who have been to the museum before will be familiar in finding temporary exhibitions. It's about 100 plus works of art that will be in this exhibition, maybe a little less, maybe a little more.
Wow, I can't wait to see this. This should be great. What else do you want people to know about this upcoming exhibition?
Come with no preconceived notions and ready to look. There's just some wonderful surprises that happen when you put works of art together that wouldn't be seen in that way.
Yeah, I was going to say, early on in this conversation, you said this all came about because of COVID. Explain that a little bit more.
Well, let's see. You know, in March, everyone was, you know, put into some sort of restrictions in terms of going out. And museums basically shut down, and their staffs were either simply sent home or furloughed. And because of that, we couldn't work with other museums. And many of our shows, as in every museum, require works to be borrowed or loaned to other institutions. So when that basically stopped, we realized that we would have to proceed forward with some kind of a plan that was what we refer to in-house as COVID-proof. And the best thing to way to do that, to ensure that, was to work entirely from our permanent collection. And because we didn't know how long COVID was going to go on, it had to be a show that could stay up for a significant amount of time. It didn't need to go back to whoever owned it. And if it's ours, then that is not a problem. But at the same time, not knowing when things would open up again, it needed to be interesting. So of course, that's how we came upon this.
Yeah, and COVID, of course, is still ongoing. How is the museum doing, though?
Well, like most public institutions, we have visitorship that is limited. We're, you know, only allowed to have a certain capacity at any one time. Many of our programs have gone virtual. So that's the other kind of standard way we've dealt with this. But it's very interesting. There's been some bright spots that have came. We've become much more agile and certainly better at virtual programming.
Margareta, I'm going to give you final words. Anything I'm not asking you that you definitely want the general public, visitors, our listeners to know about collecting and connecting recent acquisitions 2010 to 2020?
Be prepared for surprises.